I want to talk about the season that you are trying to get out of. The season that feels like it should already be over. The one that has been going longer than you thought it would when it started. The season where you look at where you thought you would be by now and where you actually are. And I want to point out the gap between these two things because it has that really heavy weight that you carry differently depending on the day. Sometimes you're handling this with grace. Sometimes it's pure frustration. Sometimes it is just with a quiet grief of someone who is doing everything right and still not arriving at the version of the life they thought they were supposed to be in right now. And I just want to say something before I say anything else. This is not a strategy. This is just basically a truth. As someone who is in a season right now that is asking more of me than I thought I had to give. And this chapter, the one that you're trying to skip, the one that maybe feels like the delay, the one that is not the life, but the thing you are getting through on the way to the life, this chapter is not the problem. This chapter is the building. And I know that this is the kind of thing that sounds like a poster you would see on your therapist's wall until you're actually in the hard season. And it stops sounding like a poster, and then it sounds like the only thing that's keeping you going. I am in it right now. While I'm making this episode, while I'm recording this and building this and showing up for this, I am also maintaining a homeschool schedule, meal prepping, running three podcasts, holding 4 days of full schedule interviews every week, and managing the sports calendar, and basically being a single parent most of the week because my husband works a schedule that means he is gone five to 6 days of every week. And my son is getting ready to leave for the military, and the grief of that is real and it's coming, and I'm giving myself full grace period for when it arrives. I'm still managing the fact that my two oldest moved out a year ago. There's still just this quiet grief of that as well. My high school son, who just has this really full life with his own sports and with his friends, it is a lot. And I think about the space I'm giving myself now to be able to grieve when my boy walks out that door for the Marines. I want to be fully prepared to lose my ever-loving mind for a minute, and I'm not going to shame myself for it. I'm literally just explaining to my mom how, my two oldest, the first time they leave is when they go to college, and it happened at the same time. It was that August season, August, September. So my body has done that already. I've been through the grieving like it was my depression era. And with my son leaving September, August, September, I feel like my body already knows what it's like to shut down. But like you guys, this is the season. This is my actual life right now, trying to build this podcasting empire, trying to juggle my passion of helping you step into your potential, of you finding your voice, because I know what that's like. Me finding my voice is the reason I'm still standing. It's the reason I'm still building. It's the reason I'm still moving the needle every single day. And don't get me wrong, it's not because I have shit figured out, because the season is the building, and the building does not stop because the season is hard, and it is fucking hard. I want to talk about that. I am in the arena. I'm getting my ass kicked, and there's a lot of times that it's super quiet. Right now, I had a message from God about doing the interview show, the What Makes You Special show. I have this great conversation with him, and I listened to that. I listened to him call me on that, and it's been 2.5 months, and I've not heard back from him. Okay. I haven't heard God say, "Hey, this is where you're doing exactly what I wanted." So it's a very scary feeling because he's like, "Here, build this and then deal with all your family, deal with all everything that's going on." And I feel like, he just kind of went radio silent on me. You guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am Brandon Lynette. I'm the voice authority. It's very clear your mess is your message. And today the mess is the season that you're in. It's the one you're in. The one that is not what you planned for and not what you would have chosen, but it's happening anyway with full force in your actual fucking life. I don't say it enough on the show, the power of grace. Grace. There is a place for grace in the rebellion. Not the kind that excuses inaction, but the kind that acknowledges that you are a human being in a season that's genuinely hard, and that showing up at all in a genuinely hard season is not nothing. It is not everything. You still have to do the fucking work. You still have to move the needle. You still have to show up even when showing up costs more than it does in the easier season. But the version of you that is building through the hard season is doing something the comfortable version of you never could. And that deserves to be honored today. And before we go in, today's episode is brought to you by Super Patch. And today I want to talk about defend, okay? Because the hardest seasons, like the ones where you're running at full capacity in every direction simultaneously, your immune system takes a hit. That's not a metaphor. That is documented physiology. Chronic stress suppresses immune function, and the season that is requiring everything from you is the season your body's the most vulnerable. Defend, my whole family gets it when they start to not feel good. It is what I reach for the whole family. This is immune support. It's enhanced blood flow. It's faster recovery. It's improved natural healing. Drug-free, zero ingredients. This is still middle fingers up to Big Pharma. Okay? We're not falling for their shit. This is vibrotactile technology that tells your body to stay ready while everything else is demanding everything you have. Okay? Link is in the show notes. Protect the instrument. Protect your body. Okay? Seasons, you guys. The chapter you are trying to skip, the one that is actually building everything. Trust me, I wish I could close my eyes and be on the other side of the hard shit. And you know what would happen if that was the case? I'd be dead. You would miss everything. The human experience is actually about being in it. It is not about being comfortable. It is not about, I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Imagine that. Let me tell you what's happening in the hard season that the hard season is not advertising. Okay. The hard season is building the neural architecture for everything that comes after it. And I want to be precise about this because the usual conversation about hard seasons is very vague and it doesn't fucking help anyone. Like, oh, we're just like, oh, it's the hard season. This is a great word that I've heard that I think is bullshit. And a lot of toxic positivity coaches in the space use this shit, right? Like, trust the process. Everything happens for a reason. God has a plan. All of those things may be true, but none of them tell you what is mechanically happening in your brain while the hard season's happening. It's just like you're supposed to sit in it and not have any guidance and not have direction. But I'm gonna tell you what's actually happening. Every time you show up in the hard shit, every time you're willing to do the thing when the thing is costing more than it costs in the easy season, and I feel like I need a new word for thing. The thing is your potential. The thing is the book. The thing is the podcast. The thing is the business. The thing is whatever the fuck you know you're meant to be doing. Please always know that's the thing. I don't really know what to call it to be broad enough for my entrepreneurial space or for my creatives. I don't fucking know. You know what the thing is. But what's happening is that you're building the neural pathway for showing up under pressure. You're teaching the basal ganglia that the behavior runs regardless of the conditions. You are giving the brain evidence that the hard shit is survivable. Bitch, it didn't kill you. That the capacity to perform and to create and to lead and to love and to parent, to build, all of that shit doesn't disappear when the circumstances get difficult. It adapts, it rises to meet the demand. And the thing, that is what builds the muscle. This is exactly what happens physically in the body when you train. The stress of the workout, the resistance, the load, the demand beyond our current capacity, that is not the damage. That's the signal. The signal that the system needs to build more capacity. And the body responds by doing exactly that. Building, growing, becoming capable of what it was not capable of before the stress demanded it. You've lifted weights consistently, right? I started with a 3 pound weight. Now I'm at a 10 pound weight because I'm building that. The hard season, bitch, that is your resistance. That's your resistance. That's the load. the demand beyond your current capacity. And your brain, which is extraordinarily adaptable and very neuroplasticity capable, it's built for this. Your specific brain is responding the way it's supposed to. It is building the capacity for the life that's coming. And the life that's coming requires this version of you, the one being built right now in the hard fucking season under the load. I tell myself that I'm feeling the pressure. I feel the pressure. I do have a level of let go and let God where I have to trust that this pressure is building exactly what he wants built, even though I can't see the other side of this. The season you're trying to skip is producing the person who can carry what's coming next. And if you skip it, if you somehow manage to fast forward through the shit, you would arrive at the next thing without the capacity the thing requires. You would be at the destination without the preparation, and the destination would fucking break you in ways that the hard season never could, because that hard season builds. And the unprepared arrival at the next thing just exposes the gap. It will crush you. Everything I've ever been through, everything I've ever been through that has been hard, and it's always been hard. I choose the hard way. That's the rebellion in me, is choosing the hard path. All of that, I can look back at every single thing that has ever left me in tears, that has ever broken my heart, that has ever made me feel less than, and I could say, wow, that really, really worked to shape who the fuck I am today. And I'm solid in that bitch, okay? Like, that is probably the greatest gift I have for you in my audience, is that I am solid and I'm still gonna make the mistakes. I'm still gonna fuck up. And you can see that. You can see that, yes, you could survive stepping into your full power and your full potential. Stay in the season, not because it's comfortable, because it's building you and you need that building. And the grace that the rebellion requires, I think this is part that gets left out of the get the fuck over yourself conversation. And I say that. I don't want to leave it out today. I tell you guys, get the fuck over yourself. You think you don't have shit to say? Are you fucking kidding me? You are a human with a life experience and you think you don't have shit to get the fuck over yourself. But do it with grace. Because this is the thing. There are seasons where grace is the work. Where the most rebellious, most God-honoring, most potential protecting thing you can do is not push harder, but hold yourself with the same compassion you would hold anyone else in the situation that you're in. When I had a newborn, I was literally just trying to stay alive and keep the baby alive. Not metaphorically, like that was the actual assignment. Feed the baby, sleep when possible, keep the human alive. And the part of me that had the list of things I was supposed to be building was going to have to wait. And I had to understand that not forever, just for the season, because the season had its own requirements, and meeting the season's requirements was the work. Not in addition to the building, as the building. That specific, unglamorous, no Instagram content version of building a life that includes a newborn who needs you more than anyone else does. I did not know how to give myself that grace for a long time. I carried the guilt of what I wasn't building and that comparison of everyone around me, right? They're exploding. They are financially killing it. They are stepping into their entrepreneurial shoes. I'm like, fuck, I suck. Something's wrong with me. No. I just was in a different moment. I was in a different version of keeping someone alive, and the guilt didn't make me more productive. It just made me more tired. It depleted me. It added to the weight of should be doing the already extraordinary weight of doing everything the newborn requires. And the double weight produced nothing except exhaustion and that constant, like, what the fuck is wrong with me feeling of someone who's doing everything and still failing at the impossible standard that was set for myself. That wasn't rebellion, that was abuse. Self-inflicted, well-intentional, but I still fucked myself up. That was self-abuse. And what grace in a hard season actually looks like, it's accurately assessing what the season requires and giving yourself permission to meet the requirements without simultaneously punishing yourself for not meeting the requirements of a different season. It looks like saying, right now in this season, The assignment is to keep the baby alive and stay sane, and that's enough. It looks like knowing the difference between the season where pushing harder is the answer and the season where rest and presence and staying alive is the answer. It looks like giving yourself the same language. We talked about language yesterday, that you would give someone you love in the same situation. You would not look at your best friend who has a newborn and a husband who works 7 days a week and three kids in sports and a homeschool and a business that she's trying to build and say, you should be doing more. You would say, you are doing so much. Wow, you're doing so much. You're enough. Stay alive. Do what you can. The rest will come. We talked about this yesterday. When I'm recording a podcast at 10 o'clock at night and I'm not doing the emails, this, in fact, emails haven't been sent for 3 weeks. I am doing what I can when I can, and I'm giving myself that grace because holy shit, when I really sit back and think of everything I do in a day, god damn. And if I told you, you'd be like, holy shit. But that little whisper inside me is like, bitch, you didn't do this. You didn't do this. We're always going to look for that, right? Give yourself the fucking grace and give yourself that language, the language of grace and love in the season that requires it. That's not weakness. That is being smart. That's being wise. And it's the thing that's going to keep you in the game long enough for the season to produce what it's producing. That's it. And my current season, you guys, this show has always been about real shit, okay? I don't give you the polished, clean version. I don't have my shit together. The schedule that my husband works. I am functionally a single parent for most of the week. And I'm saying functionally, I don't need you guys to start crying like I really am a single mom. You have, the finances. You don't have to worry about the income producing things. I'm saying functionally. He's not here. And I'm running the homeschool schedule. And I am meal prepping and I cook his food because I actually care about what goes in our bodies, right? And I'm running three podcast shows. I am holding 4 full days of interviews and client works every single week. I am managing the insane sports calendar. My kids play rec ball and the house. I'm managing the house and keeping all the pets alive. And the things that do not get named because they're just the fabric of keeping a family functional. There is so much shit that happens of handling my entire family's space, right? All this growth, everyone is going through something, and I have six kids, so there's something on every level. Even my oldest girls, I feel that weight, I feel that capacity, I feel that they're still my babies, and there's still a nuance of being a mom to them. And then, the icing on the cake, my son going into the Marines. And this is the thing, that grief. I mean, this is not like my two oldest, and you guys were kind of with me in that season. You're kind of with me through that season of when my kids left for college. 3 months, my oldest, 3 months of like crying. I went to see her every single week. She was 2 hours away, but I could call her. We talked every day. I drove to see her, and it's a grieving process. Even them moving out was a heavy grieving process. But I can see them. They live here. That it's very different. The grief of my son leaving. And it's not because something went wrong, it's because everything is right. I raised someone who is brave and purposeful and willing to serve something bigger than himself. That grief isn't simple. It's very bittersweet, right? It is so fucking complicated. It's like, I am so proud of him. And also at the same time, I can't breathe from the weight of the grief that's coming. That's what happens. When you do a job so well and the job's success means the person you built your life around, this beautiful boy that I'm just used to having him here. You guys. I'm going to grieve that fully when it arrives. I'm already giving myself to permission to fall apart for a season. I know what my life is going to look like in that moment. And that's not indulgence, that's humanity. And I think it's the appropriate response to a real loss, even though the loss is a triumph, right? It's that bittersweet, like, fuck yeah, he's going into the Marines. I'm beyond proud. But also, my baby's leaving to go become a whole ass man. And I'm not going to add shame to the grief this season. I'm not going to tell myself I should be further along in processing. I'm going to feel everything that there is to feel. And I'm going to give myself the grace to feel it fully. And it's not just me that's going to be grieving. I mean, he has three younger siblings that are still home. And him and my youngest are inseparable. So not only am I going to go through the process of grieving, I'm going to hold space for her because I can't imagine what the reality is going to be like for her. And then to think about the reality of my son who never misses a day with her is like, what does that look like for him? It's crazy. But I'm going to get there. I'm going to go through that season. I'm going to experience it fully. And I'm going to trust that I will come back from it because I've come back from everything I've ever been through so far. This will not be the exception. This is what grace in a hard season looks like. It's not giving up. I'm not just going to say fuck all my shows. Fuck everything I'm building. I'm just going to give myself that grace and know that it's going to be there when I'm done. It's not using the season as an excuse to stop. It's staying in the work, moving the needle daily, building the thing, and also holding myself through the parts of the season that are hard, the way that I would hold someone I love through that season, both at the same time. You could do both. So can I, and you're going to be with me through this. And this is the thing about the hustle culture conversation that I want to call out because it has done so much fucking damage to a lot of people who are genuinely in hard seasons. When I had the, as having two newborns in my entrepreneurial space, in the past, 10 years, that hustle culture created such a toxic relationship within myself because everybody was hustling and I'm like, I want to be a mom and hold my babies. I want to slow down. I breastfed on demand. Never, I didn't bottle feed. So it was just a constant like torn between these things. Hustle culture, y'all, didn't have the framework for my newborn season. It doesn't have a framework for the I'm a single parent season. It doesn't have a framework for the my kid is leaving for the military or the whatever season you're in. Maybe you just got a diagnosis season or the parent is failing season or the marriage is the hardest it's ever been season or any of the genuinely hard, specific, demanding, completely legitimate seasons that real fucking people go through on the regular. Life isn't going to pause when you want to build a business. Life isn't going to pause when you want to start a podcast. Life sure the fuck doesn't pause when you run to write a book. What hustle culture is in instead of silence about the seasons and a wall of content featuring people who appear to be building full speed regardless of circumstances. That wall of content, the one that never shows the newborn and never shows the spouse who is gone or the grief or the season that is just trying to hold shit together, tells everyone who is in the hard season the same shit without saying a word. Whatever you're in, it is not good enough. It's not a good enough reason to slow down. That is a lie. That's a lie. Not because slowing down is always right, because the automatic dismissal of all the seasons as equally navigatable is the fucking lie. Some seasons require more from you than others. Some seasons have legitimate demands that other seasons do not have. And the person who's trying to build a podcast while keeping a newborn alive is not in the same season as the person building it in, with an empty nest and full support and margin. And then treating it the same, expecting the same output, the same pace, the same level of production is not fairness. That's fucking cruelty. The rebellion season, this intentional, we're gonna fucking do shit different season includes acknowledgement that humans have seasons. Real ones. Seasons that require different things. Seasons where the needle can move is smaller. Seasons where keeping the family fed and the kids and their activities and the marriage alive and yourself sane is a full-time job that does not leave margin for the building. And in those seasons, the building that matters is not the podcast. It's the staying, it's the surviving, the keeping of the things that are most important alive until the season changes and the margin returns. Not one system acknowledges this, because acknowledging it would require them to slow down. And slowing down is not profitable. A season needs rest and presence and grace and support. Not another course, not another framework, not another program that's going to teach you to be more proactive and productive in the season that's already asking too much. My thing is, know what the fuck season you're in. Know your season and respect what it requires. Give yourself full permission to build at the pace the season allows, not the pace someone else's season allows. 4 days a week, full schedule interviews. I'm sitting across from incredible people. I've had over 100 conversations in the past 2.5 months. 4 full days every week. Each conversation requires full presence from me. Each conversation requires my full attention. The kind of listening that does not work if I'm on autopilot. And the conversations are so fucking great. They are meaningful, genuinely meaningful. The people who are coming to talk have real stories and real callings and real shit to say that matters. And I want to be the version of me who receives these conversations fully, who can honor them fully. And then I close the laptop and I am mom. I'm the one coordinating the homeschool day and making sure the history lessons happen and the math is mathing and the handwriting sheets are printed. The sports bags are packed. I make sure dinner exists, okay, and everyone is where they need to be. And I'm doing this without the partner who would normally be there to share the load part of the day, right? His schedule is so wonky that it is the entire day. 10-hour days. Because that partner's doing the thing he needs to do, and providing for his family and his schedule is what it is, and the family needs what it needs, and I'm the only one holding all of it. Hold all that shit. All of it. And I'm building 3 shows. I'm not maintaining. This is all building. And I'm not trying to impress you. Maybe. No. It's not to compete with you about whose season is harder. It's not why I'm telling you my stories. I'm telling you because I want you to know that the person talking to you about moving the needle every fucking day, the person sitting on the other side of this microphone telling you to build through the hard season, I'm in the fucking hard season right now. While I'm recording this, while I'm doing interviews, while I'm prepping meals and managing the schedule and holding the grief of my son who is almost gone, and a season that is almost about to change really hard and really fast on me again. And I keep fucking going. Please understand it is not because I haven't figured out. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's because the keeping going is the thing. Because the day I stop going is the day I lose the fucking thread. And the thread is connected to everything I'm building, and everything I am building is connected to the people I'm trying to reach. And I will not cut the thread because the season is hard. But I'm also giving myself grace for the days when the thread is thinner, when the episode is shorter, the energy's lower, the output is a little less than the days when everything's working. Giving myself grace for the days that are just survival. Because survival in a hard season is not failure. That is faithfulness. It's showing up. It is the minimum viable version of continuing that keeps the thread alive until the season turns. That is the balance, for what it's worth. And is that fucking balance? I don't think balance exists. The push and the grace, that's our balance, both at the same time. I had a woman on my show who had been in a caregiving season for 4 years. I love this story. Her mother was sick and she was the primary person managing like medical appointments, the decisions, the logistics, and even the emotional weight of watching someone you love in decline. She had a business she was trying to keep alive while the caregiving was happening, and a family that she's trying to show up for, and herself, who was barely getting a mention on her own priority list. She told me she spent most of those 4 years feeling guilty for not building faster, not being enough for anyone, not building more, not being the version herself that existed before the caregiving season arrived when her mother passes away. And the grief hit. And in the grief, the grief that really stopped the calendar, the calendar stopped mattering kind of grief, she looked back at that 4 years and she realized something that changed the way she thought about the whole season. She had not been building the business the way she wanted to, but she had been building the person who could run the business she wanted to build. The patience, the perspective, that irreplaceable wisdom of someone who sat with real suffering and came out on the other side. The depth of character that only comes from seasons that ask everything of you. The caregiving season had built the thing the business season needed. It had just done it underground in an invisible way. Without the metrics and the content and the viable markers of progress, but the building happened. And when she finally had the margin to build externally, to put the work out, to build the platform, to launch the thing, the person doing the building was not the person from before the caregiving season. She was more deeper, more real, more capable of that connection that only comes from someone who's genuinely been through some shit. The chapter she could not wait to get through was the one that built everything. Her business would have never been what it is had she not been through that season. The chapter that is asking everything of you right now is doing the same thing, even when you can't see it, even when the only evidence is that you are still here. Right now, if this episode is giving you permission for something, permission to stay in the season without the shame, permission to move the needle at the pace the season allows, permission to hold yourself with the grace that you would hold anyone else in the same situation, share it with the person who needs that permission today, okay? The one who's going through the hard shit and it's been punishing themselves for not being further along. It just takes a second. Share the show out. Make sure you guys subscribe and leave a review. A written review is what moves the needle for the show, okay? So, Jesus was in Gethsemane the night before the cross, and he was in genuine anguish. The word in the original language is the word for the distress of someone under an unbearable weight. He sweat blood, which is a real physiological phenomenon that happens under extreme psychological stress. He asked the Father if there was any other way. He was in the absolute, and the craziest thing is because he knew what was coming. You don't even know. He was in the hardest season of the hardest life ever lived, and he did not perform through it. He felt it fully, and he still went. He still went through it. That's our model. That's the model. Christ is the model. It's not the absence of the hard, not the performance of strength through the anguish. The full feeling of the hard season and the continuing anyway, the sweating of the blood and the getting up and the walking toward the shit that's being asked of you, not because it's comfortable, because he trusted the Father with the season. And the season, that specific terrible, no other way through it season for us, produced the thing that changed everything forever. It could not have been produced another way. The resurrection required the cross, and the glory required the garden, and the garden required the anguish. You understand? The chapter he might have wanted to skip if he were human enough to want to skip it. And I believe he was human enough to fill the pool. That's the one that built everything. Your season is not the garden. Your season is your season, but the principle holds. The thing being built in the season that is the hardest is the thing that can't be built any other way. The depth, the character, the capacity for the next thing. It's being built right now. And maybe it's underground while you're sweating through the demands of the season, while you're managing the schedule and holding the grief and moving the needle anyway and giving yourself grace for the days that you just survived. He is in it with you, not watching from a comfortable distance. He is in it. In the Gethsemane of the hard season, and the season does not go on forever. The morning comes. It always comes. Please trust the Father with the season and keep going. Keep going. First thing, do the honest season assessment. Sit down and write out what the season is actually asking of you. Not what you wish it was asking, but what it's actually requiring. The caregiving, the parenting, the health thing, the financial pressure, the relationships hard season, the grief that is coming, or maybe it's already here. Write all the shit out. Get it on paper so you could see the actual lead. Because most people are carrying more than they have acknowledged, and the carrying feels heavier than it needs to because it's not been named. Write it out. And then this is the grace part. I want you to look at what you've been doing despite that heavy ass load. The building that's happened anyway, the showing up that has continued despite the demands, the needle that has moved even when the moving costs more than it should have. Look at what the same generosity you would look at it if someone else was experiencing this and sharing with you. You've been doing so much, so name it and let it count. And then the needle moving part, identify the one thing. Do you guys get scared that I was going to say three things because I threw you off yesterday with that? Bitch, it's one thing. The one smallest possible action that keeps the thread alive in the season. Not the full vision, okay? Just the minimum that counts as continuing. Yesterday, the minimum for me was recording the podcast. Just get the podcast recorded. The episode that does not have to be the best one, the post that does not have to go viral, the one thing that says, I'm still in it, I have not cut the thread, the season is hard and I'm still fucking here. Do one thing today. Be better today than yesterday. Tomorrow, do it again. Be better tomorrow than today. The season will change. The capacity will return. The building that is happening underground will surface, and you will arrive at the next season with more than you had before the hard one. Not despite the hard one, but because of it. Listen to me. I want to speak to the version of you who's in the shit right now. You're in the arena, you're getting your ass kicked. Okay. I'm talking to the person who is managing more than anyone fully sees. The person who has a list of things that's supposed to be building and the life that's asking more than the list accounts for. The ones who's doing an extraordinary amount and still carrying the weight of the guilt of what you're not doing. I see you. The newborn season, the single parent by circumstance season, the caregiving season, the kid leaving season, the health season, the marriage is the hardest year season, the I'm just trying to hold my shit together season. I see the ones who are building through it anyway, and the ones who are just trying to survive it, and the ones who are some combination of both depending on the day. Every single one of you is doing more than the people who only see the output know. And the season that is asking the most of you is building the version of you that will carry the most, not despite the cost, but because of it. Give yourself the grace. It's not an excuse, it's a strategy. Let it be the thing that keeps you in the game long enough for the season to turn into the building, to have the margin it needs to become fully visible. I built the show in the season I just described to you. Three podcasts, 4 days of interviews, homeschool, single parent. Most of the week, the grief of a son who is about to leave. I'm not on the other side of it. I am fucking in it. I am still building. Not because I'm superhuman, but because the thread matters. Because the people who need what's on the other side of the building matters. And because I trust that the hard season is building the next thing the next season needs. You're being built right now. In the chapter you cannot wait to get through, in the season that has been longer than you thought, in the version of your life that does not look like the version you planned, the building is happening. Keep fucking going. Make sure you check the show notes. Come work with me. Tell me what season you're in. Tell me what you're building through it. Tell me what makes you special. Better today than yesterday. Better tomorrow than today. The season will turn. I love you guys.